Blog Talk Radio.
For me to jump into another great discussion, a discussion that a lot of people have been talking about, and we're gonna go in right after the break, right after the relationship truth part of the show, and we are discussing tonight's topic, Heartbreak Hotel. How many people are living with an achy, breaky heart? You know, you're dealing with so much pain in your relationship. We're gonna talk about where this pain actually starts from. You know, how much of it can we actually impact in our own lives, right? You're listening to the Real Relationship Talk Show, Dollhouse Radio's on, Kenny Talking. We're going to be back faster than you can say cat in the hat for another great show. Listen up. We got some great information for you afterwards. Guess what? All day.
All day, nigga.
All day.
All day, nigga. How long you niggas ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How many runners do you got on call? All day, nigga. Swish. How long they keep you in call? All day, nigga. Take you to get this fly? All day, nigga. Tell your P.O. how long you been high? All day, nigga. Now already know I'm safe from the shot. All day, nigga. All day, nigga. This shade, nigga. Shopping for the winner and the checks made, nigga. Ball so hard, man, the shit crazy, nigga. And you ain't getting money unless you got 8 figures. But at Jesus Peace, man, I been say, nigga. Just talked to FedCon at Sensei, nigga. Told him I been on 10 since the 10th grade, nigga. Got a middle finger longer than the Kim, baby, nigga. I don't let them play with me. I don't let them talk to me no kind of way. They better watch what they say to me. Niggas still getting popped on the day to day. Y'all still got the 100 with a small face, nigga. Might spend 50 racks in my off day, nigga. You a fake Denzel like the all say, nigga. If you're running to me, better have off say with you. You a Rick of Suave, nigga. Ride around, listen to Sade, nigga. If you ain't with us, you an our way, nigga. You a actor, you should be on Broadway, nigga. Cause you do shit to Broadway, nigga. Your bitch got an ab, I'm a Broadway sticker. Late for the class in the hallway, nigga. You're the dropout at it as always, nigga. As always. All day, nigga. How long you ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How long it take you to get the fly? All day, nigga. Take your P.O. How long you been high? All day, nigga. Post some here and over for my niggas that died. All day, nigga. And I keep a bad bitch on the patch at the side. All day, nigga. Now already know I'm safe for the shot. All day, nigga. Stop. All day, nigga. I can do this all day, boy. Woo! I'm finna turn this bitch out. Any day, yay, in the streets, boy. Woo! It been a motherfucking draft. Don't really matter what I made, boy. Woo! You know I still go wild. Like a light-skinned slave, boy. Woo! We in the motherfucking house. Right now, looking real stuff right now. I swear I've been on the fly. Like, I'm off right now. Super niggas getting money for a stump right now. Shout out to Jackie Chan, I need to stunt right now. They be looking at the gram, I be looking at the Grammys like, huh. That sucks right now. 24/7, 365 days, everybody getting paid.
Go Chris.
Niggas looking at me like I'm worth both them J's. People saying, yay, yay, take it easy. 20 G's for the Yeezys off of eBay. Niggas do the most and they ain't done shit. Only way I can sum it up, some bitch. All day, nigga.
Talking, we're going to jump right in to our relationship truth of today before we begin the show. Now, the show is about, we're going to speak about heartbreaking relationships. Heartbreak Hotel. How many of you guys ever checked in to Heartbreak Hotel? How many of you guys have never checked out of Heartbreak Hotel? And it's about time for us to
talk about Coast Coast Instrumentals.
Hey, today's relationship truth goes as follows. Our relationship truth is a little something I post out on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. If you're not following us, if you haven't added us as of yet, in order to keep these posts, these mind-stimulating posts. And where the hell you been? Authentic talk experience on Facebk. At Authentic Talk XP. talks about heartbreak the most in relationships is the female gender. So that's where we're going to start today. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that there aren't any guys out there who get hurt in relationships. I'm not saying that there aren't any guys out there that, you know, that don't react emotionally unstable. That's why we got domestic violence. You know, we got guys that will make a real stupid decision to put their hands on a woman, right? But to each his own. So ain't no shape, form, or fashion game that I'm starting with ladies that I feel like you guys are the culprits here.
Verbally
disrespect you. He is never supposed to do that, right? This is the stuff that this is what we teach him, right? And this is good, right? We are and a guy, a good man, is always gonna listen to what you gotta say and put your thoughts first. A good man is gonna respect what you have to say. See, these are all the things that we teach our little girl. A good man is not going to, you know, be physically disrespectful, like, you know, walk up to you, grab on your butt, or anything like that. He's gonna have that much respect for you, right? Right? Shit, but let's keep it real. We all know that this is the type of stuff that we teach our little girls. But every little girl, every woman that was a little girl in school that was taught this, know that when you actually hit elementary school, middle school, whatever, where you first start encountering boys, this is not the way they treat you. But what happens is right then, you set that young lady up for failure. You set that young lady up for disappointment. Because what she does is she looks for the guy that's going to implement those things that her daddy taught her. She looks for the guy that's going to implement those things that her mother told her about. She's going to stay away from the guy that dad and mom warned her about, right? But what we fail to teach our little daughters is, guess what? These are acts, behaviors that little boys can do. So the boy that your mother warned you about, or the boys that your father warned you about, it's hard for a little girl to tell if she has one in her presence if they're implementing the very things that daddy told me that they should do. Right? So where does that leave the young lady? That leaves the young lady vulnerable to be disappointed, to be hurt. Because little boys know that they can act a certain way that's pleasing to the little girl in order to get what they want from the girl, right? And then before we even do that, since we're still in school, we're not going to even talk about sex. Because, see, a lot of times, a lot of females get their heart broken before they even have sex. It's because, ooh, I like him, I like him, he's nice, he's cute, he's this, he treats me nice, he's respectful to me. You know, he sits with me every day at lunch. We hold hands in the hallway. But then a couple of weeks pass, he's doing the exact same thing with another young lady. Now, there's no sex, no sexual intercourse has happened. Sexual intercourse has not happened at this particular point. Right? So there you go. So that's where we set our daughters up for failure right there. And you can listen to the music in the background right now. Chris Brown already, you know, this song here plays on national radio. And in this song, Chris Brown talks about, what did he talk about doing to your daughter? What does Chris Brown talk about doing to your daughter, men out here? You know, Chris Brown talks about sliding them panties to the side, making her feel all right. I'm just keeping it real. This is what's in pop culture being blasted out. So that's why, and we wonder why our little girls are confused. Back to the point at hand. We need to teach our daughters the way a guy is going to treat them. They're going to try to smack you on your butt. They are going to try to have sex with you. Real talk. They're not going to always open the door for you. They're only going to do it for as long as it takes to get something from you. See, these are the type of conversations we got to have with our daughters. And that way, we don't set them up for disappointment. If a guy says he likes you and he wants to only be with you and he's in the seventh grade, he is a liar. Let's just keep it real. Don't fall for him. He don't even know what love is. He don't know what it means to really like a girl. He doesn't even know what it means to be respectful to a young lady. He don't even know who he is. He don't know so much right now. He don't know anything but what's in front of his tip of his nose. So this is the type of information that we need to give our daughters if we're going to break the chain of disappointment, of heartbreak. But that's what we're talking about for those that are just joining us. We're talking about heartbreak. My producers now. It looks like we had a little bit of a fade out right there. I wanted to jump right back in because I was trying to, I'm going to go back. I tried to go to the phone lines, but I miss you. What I'm going to do now is go to Facebook. I'm going to go to Facebook because we got some people that want to speak on this subject. Okay. Right. Okay, they're saying right on, Kenny Talk. This has never been spoken of in, from this perspective. All right, we appreciate that. I appreciate the love, homie. Yeah. Now let's go. I'm gonna go to my friends on Twitter. Let's see what Twitter got to say. Twitter is heating up tonight. They're saying that when it comes to heartbreak, it's all because of the fact that we're not being upfront with each other. Okay. That was one that that actually came out. We're not being upfront with each other. What else do we got? What else we got? We got somebody from Facebook. Okay, somebody from Facebook is saying that that's a different spin on raising a little girl. And it may work, that's what they say. I mean, we need to try it. Let's try it. That is a different spin. Right? Okay. I got another guy, saying girls are emotional, so regardless of how you try to raise them, they are always going to revert back to those emotional feelings. Okay. We can rock with that. But everybody, do you see the point I'm trying to make? The point that I'm trying to make at this time is that we have to recondition the minds of our youth if we're going to be productive members of society that have control over our emotions, and our emotions don't control us. That's what I'm trying to say. All right, let's speak on it from a little boy's perspective. Now, wait a minute. I got something else here. Yeah, let's go. Women teach their sons how a respectable lady acts, but not how a lot of women actually act. Let's go from that point. There are a lot of guys who get their feelings hurt too, and we're not leaving those out. There are a lot of guys that feel like, guess what? Man, I put my trust in her, and she turned out to be just like the other chicks. There are a lot of guys that say, I thought she was the wifey type, but she ended up cheating on me. You know, so many different things. The reason why is because women try try to be a mirror, a reflection of what a woman should be for their son. Is that right, ladies? Is that what y'all try to do? That's what we try to do. But what are some things, ladies, what are some things that you teach your son when it comes to finding a woman for him? Y'all talk about, okay, she gotta make sure she take care of you, she cook for you, she clean for you, she's respectable. You don't see your mama walking around with her with showing all that skin, showing her butt, showing her breast. So you want a woman that's not like that, right? You want a woman that's gonna be respectful to you, is not gonna disrespect you. You want a woman. What else we got? You want a woman that is gonna love you and only you, and is gonna be committed to you, right? All of this stuff sounds great, but once again, we're setting our sons up for disappointment because we're not teaching them how women are actually going to treat him. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about some ways that the woman is actually going to treat your son. How is that? How is the woman actually going to treat your son? Well, it depends on your son. It depends on how, I would say, popular he is in the little school society. It depends on his dress code. It depends on his mannerism. We all know little girls treat boys that don't seem to fit in, not as nice as they treat the star of the football team, right? So if you have a son that's not the star of the football team, you don't want to tell him to look for these type of qualities, or you don't want to tell him to focus on these things when trying to find a woman, because these women, these little girls, I would say these girls, they're not going to treat him the way mom treats him, right? That's what we set our sons up for, disappointment. That's all we're saying. And we set our sons up to be hurt. We set our sons up to want to check into Heartbreak Hotel. That's what we do. We set our sons up to possibly be beating on women in the future. Because when a woman don't act the way he feel like she should act, or the way his moms act, then guess what? He might get upset at the young lady. And that leads to verbal and physical violence. Right? On top of that, you got to be honest with your son. Your son is not going to want a woman that's just like his mom. Why is that? If I was a young boy, I have a mom, I am not attracted to women that are like my mother. That's just what it is. I am not attracted to those type of women. No. You got to be straight up with your son. Your son might like the woman, the little girls that walk around with their butts hanging out. But that's what we all be running after. But see, we not honest with our children up front. But what that does is that sets us up for heartbreak. I know I went on and I talked about, I had to spend the first half of the show doing what? Discussing where does this come from? Where does this conditioning come from? The next thing we're going to touch on before we go to break is pain from it, the reaction, right? We got to go there, right? Then after that, we're going to go with the solution. We got to go with a solution to wrap things up. I got to keep it a real letter that I want to read to everybody after the break. The break is coming up right now because we got to pay some Dollhouse bills, right? On Dollhouse Radio. Yeah. I hope y'all are enjoying the show out there, because the only thing I want to do is enlighten a lot of you guys on what's going on. When you talk about being hurt, this is going to be the most impacting part of the show. The most impacting part of the show after these messages right here. Dollhouse Radio's on Kenny Talk Experience. I am Kenny Talk, and we'll be back fast. And you can say cat in the hat with the what is it called? The Keeping It Real letter. We'll be back with the Keeping It Real letter. Salute. Let's go.
Yeah, yo. Yeah, yo. Moolala. Yeah, yo. Bitch better have my money. Y'all should know me well enough. Bitch better have my money. Please don't call me on my blood. Pay me what you want it. Ballin' bigger than LeBron. Bitch, give me your money. Who y'all think y'all frontin' on? Like, bro. Like blah, blah, blah. Pay me what you want it. Don't act like you forgot. Bitch better have my money. Bitch better have my money. Pay me what you want it. Bitch better have my. Bitch better have my. Bitch better have my money. Not to Rihanna while the whole club fucking waste. I drop, I am the only thing y'all playing. In a drop top, do 100, y'all in my rearview mirror racing. Where y'all at? Where y'all at? Where y'all at? Like, blah, blah, blah. Louis 13 and it's all on me. Nigga, you just bought a shot. Kamikaze, if you think that you gon' knock me off the top. Shit, your wife in the backseat of my brand new foreign car. Don't act like you forgot. Like blah, blah, blah. Pay me what you want it. Don't act like you forgot. Bitch better have my money. Bitch better have my money. Pay me what you want it. Bitch better have my. Bitch better have my. Bitch better have my money.
To Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar Rock Daily on the Dollhouse Radio website. Dollhouse Radio is home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, email your music submissions to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photo, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio, email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Lurie, Nuria Alfonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Beanie and Beats returns with a hot new cast and lots of fun this Sunday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern, along with our Urban Society show airing at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Also, Launchpad Radio returns, hosted by music industry veteran Ian Burke, Thursday, May 7th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Don't miss all the tea Hot Sugar is dishing out. Be sure to follow our Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dollhouse_Radio, and be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
Yeah. It's a Real Relationship Talk Show, and I am Kenny Talk, and we are back. It's about time for us to jump right into the Keeping It Real letter. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to get the music pulled up that I love to play the Keeping It Real letter. Looks like I'm having a little technical difficulties, but we all good. We're going to rock it. All right, we'll rock it without the music today. But I need to read this letter. This here letter comes from San Antonio, Texas. San Antonio, Texas. What's up, San Antonio? All right. I realized that this letter would be the best letter to read today. And here is why. This young lady kind of poured her heart out to us. And you know what? I appreciate you for doing that. I appreciate you allowing us to kind of keep it real with your letter and your situation. Now, please understand, y'all know, I am going to keep it real with you. But at the end of the day, whatever decision you make is a decision that you make. All right? We cool with that? So let's get in. Let's just jump right in with San Antonio. San Antonio says the following. San Antonio says, hey, my relationship ended over 2.5 months ago. Now, this relationship was one of the longest that I've ever had, so therefore it was one of the most painful when it ended. This has been very difficult because the person that I was involved with, we still have to see each other on a weekly basis. It's not because we do work together, but we do live in the same city, and we pretty much hang around the same circles in the same areas. So the problem is, it's been difficult for me to be able to get back in the swing of things because every time I see him, it is so painful. The breakup actually happened at his request. We did get into a little bit of a verbal and physical altercation, and it really hurt my feelings that he would do me the way he did me. I got to the point to where I didn't really even want to eat because it was so difficult to deal with. I had tried to give this guy my all. I tried to be the woman that he needed at this point in his life. I tried to be the woman that he loved. But the main problem stemmed from us not seeing eye to eye on a lot of things. Now, with me going through not being able to eat, of course, there was some weight loss, and a lot of people were saying something about I didn't look the same. I kind of went into the Janet Jackson on Poetic Justice thing of wearing a lot of black and just really just straying away from my friends. Now, any other guy over the last couple of months that tried to either engage me in a conversation, it definitely ended unsuccessful. Okay, she says it ended unsuccessfully. All right. So I'm at the point right now where I feel like there's a lot going on. I'm sorry, there's a lot not going on in my life because I just can't seem to move ahead. All right. So if you can keep it real with my situation, Kenny Talk. Okay, I mean, you know, it'll be my pleasure. It'll be my pleasure. Now, see, this is going to kind of tie directly into the next part of the conversation. Now, the next part of this conversation is going to be the reaction to the pain. Now, this reaction to the pain, here's where the problem comes in at, is that we have to realize that the reaction that we have to hurt, the reaction that we have to pain, is all ours. The way you react, the way you respond to hurt, the way you respond and react to pain, the way you respond and react to being cheated on, being lied to, you know, being misled, being disappointed, that is all your reaction. Remember that. So, when you speak about, I mean, back to the relationship truth post that we posted, they called it the unstable, or no, we called it because we came up with the post. We keeping it real. We call it an unstable reaction. Because, I mean, she did mention in the letter about verbal and physical altercations, right? Not wanting to eat or not being able to eat, not being able to move forward, you know, turning down any attempt to try to be engaged by another guy over the last couple of months or so. We need you guys to understand that so much of the pain that we go through and that we put each other through, or that, or how we react to it, is our, it's self-inflicted, right? Because what I was doing was I was listening when I was reading the letter to see just how much control do we have over the situation. How much control do we have over what's going on, right? It is sad. It is sad because guess what? There is so much of it that we do control. We have to get back to the point of understanding that guess what? What we go through every single day and the way we respond to it pretty much shapes our life, shapes who we are. And that's what I want everybody to know. I'm having some technical difficulties over here with the music, right? But I need y'all to understand that that's what's going on right now. When you talk about Heartbreak Hotel, when you talk about being hurt, you got to understand that Heartbreak Hotel is just a building. They say it's at the end of Lonely Street. But this Heartbreak Hotel is a building, is a mindset that you have to check into, right? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that you should be emotionless and that you're not going to be hurt when dealing with relationships. But I am going to say this. The way we react and respond to it, you know, I can't live, I don't want to go on, I'm hurt. I want to fight him, I want to shoot him, I want to kill him, because I'm sure we see in the news where people are killing each other. You know, people are shooting their significant others, the children, the significant others' boyfriend, and themselves because of the fact that they are losing control emotionally. These people are unstably reacting to the actions of someone else. Every action deserves a reaction, but not that type. You have to determine how extreme it's going to be. And that's the reason why we're having this conversation right here. We having this conversation right here because we want everybody to understand that a lot of what we go through is self-inflicted. A lot of what we go through is self-inflicted. So when are we going to get control of that? When are we going to set ourselves enough is enough? We are here to make ourselves happy first. We are here to be in happy individuals. Two happy individuals make a happy couple. Two people that complete each other is always going to be an unstable unity. And the reason why is because that you're going to need me. If you need me to be complete, then I'm a human being. So you already know, for the most part, human beings can't be depended on. Human beings will let you down. That's all we're saying. Human beings will do that. So what we want you guys to understand is that, guess what? A lot of the reaction is in your hands. So what are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? Right? All right. So, San Antonio, I appreciate you letting us speak on it, but with your situation, you have to understand that it's okay to be hurt about the situation, but you have to get to the point to where you say, enough is enough. You have to take back your mind. You have to understand that this disappointment is self-inflicted. It comes from expectations that were set. You wanted to be all that you could be for this guy, but it just didn't turn out that way, right? So who do you fault, San Antonio? Who do you fault? Where are you going to place the blame? Are you still placing the blame on that guy? That guy who's probably moved on with his life and not even thinking about you? Or that guy that's probably still thinking about you in a sense of wondering, man, why she just can't get over it and just move on? You have to want more for yourself, is that's all I'm saying. So that's going to be me keeping it real with your situation, San Antonio. And I appreciate you letting me do that today, right? I appreciate you letting me do that. But let's jump right back in to the topic at hand. All right, time is winding down. Time is winding down. So what I would like to do is now, I'd like to go ahead and jump into the solution side of things. I know that sounded like a solution, but that was just me keeping it real. But the solution side of things, because, you know, we have real topics, real talk, and real conversations. But I'm gonna go to Facebook real quick first and foremost, because I got the lines heating up, and I want to read what they're saying, and we're gonna tie it into the solution itself. All right, I got a young lady that just said, "Can it talk? When it comes to pain, people just need to get over it." All right, that's easier said than done, because you got a lot of people that, of course, you got a lot of people that have not, I mean, that don't have that type of strength. They're not that mentally strong to be able to just get over it. And that's okay. That's what we're here for. That's what we're here for. We want to be able to provide a forum for you to speak on and also share, because at the end of the day, that's what can help out. All right, I got another young lady that's saying, pain in relationships should be expected because of the fact that you have two human beings that are prone to make mistakes. The key thing about it is getting through those mistakes. That's gonna show a long-lasting relationship, and I don't doubt that. I totally agree with what my Facebook friend is actually saying on this one. You're right. We need to get through it. But there comes a time where there's going to be difficulty getting through it. There comes a time where you're not going to want to get through it with that person. You're going to want to move on to something else. But it's going to be very hard to do so. But the only thing I need you guys to understand is that the reactions that you have to being hurt are yours and yours only. I don't care if a guy cheated on you. I don't care if he cheated on you with your mother, you know, with your sister. I don't care. At the end of the day, the reaction belongs to you. So here's the solution. Let's go ahead and tie it into the solution. The solution that I have is. One of the biggest things that we hear in relationships is, or in dating, is that, well, I have difficulty trusting people because of the fact that I don't want to get hurt. We hear that a lot. That's one of the most common things that we hear. We hear things like, well, I don't want to trust. I can't trust anybody. You know, my circle is small. You know, we hear some of everything. You know, I don't open myself up to be hurt. Because if I trust somebody, it's like giving them the ability to hurt you or what have you. Here's what I say to that. Ladies and gentlemen, did you guys know that there is a way to trust a person without allowing them to hurt you? There is a way to trust a person without allowing them to hurt you. How the hell do you do that, Kenny Talk? Well, here's how you do it. You have to understand that the one thing that you must trust is that the person is going to be a human being. The one thing that you must trust is that the person is going to be a human being at the end of the day. Now, if cheating happens in over, let's say, 90% of relationships, over 90% of relationships, cheating happens. When you get into a relationship with a guy, what makes you the exception to the rule? Now, not to say that you should expect to be cheated on, but what you should understand is that cheating happens in this realm a lot, a whole lot. So if cheating happens a lot, then we can't jump out the window when it happens to us, right? One thing that you should trust is that a guy is going to be a guy, ladies. One thing that you should trust, fellas, is that a woman is going to be a woman, a girl is going to be a girl. Ladies, a boy is going to be a boy at the end of the day. But you can't allow that to dictate how you react. You can't allow that to make you feel as if you've exposed yourself to be hurt by this person. Because you know what? Just because you trusted that the person wasn't going to hurt you, it has nothing to do with the way you react if they do. Just because you trusted that this person wasn't going to hurt you at the end of the day, when they do, why are we so blown away by it still? Why aren't we at the point to where we say, all right, that happened, okay? Why aren't we blaming ourselves, you know, because of our own judgment? We blame the person who did it, right? And we move on with the mentality where there'll be someone, I'll move on to the next person that'll accept me for who I am instead of doing what? Blaming ourselves for our judgment. And I think that that's going to be the solution to the ways that we can prevent from having these emotional outbreaks or this loss of emotion that causes us more pain, that causes us more pain than anything. Now, I normally play my cool music for the final thought, but of course, we're having some technical difficulties this time, so guess what? It's time for me to go ahead and read the final thought because it's about that time to bounce, right? And the final thought is a little bit of spoken word that I put together, and this spoken word kind of sums up the information that we covered today. And you know what? It rhymes, and it sounds pretty good, so I want to share it with you. So here we go. The final thought goes as follows. All right. Out of all the people that experience a broken heart in relationships, they will tell you that the pain is real. They will tell you the actual thought of that person, even mentioning of their name, has a major impact on their ability to deal. Now, your personal and professional life are down in the dumps. So many memories and tears, you don't know where to start. but we must understand this is our perception and reactions after the fact, and they have nothing to do with the person that broke your heart. Now, many of us don't eat or sleep, lash out at others, build up walls, overeat or abuse drugs to soothe the ache. The one thing that all of the above have in common is that they are all choices that the individual chooses to make. Now, there will always be disloyalty. There will always be betrayal. We have to accept that in our time of need, people may desert us or they may desert you. So we all have to learn that there is a way to give a person your trust without giving them the ability to hurt you. And that's going to be a little something that Kenny Talk wanted to drop on your head today. Remember, the truth that tears us apart, the lies that keep us together, is online and available for you to either download or order. Remember, Dollhouse Radio all throughout the week. Listen, got a lot of great shows. Remember, at Dollhouse _ you can follow. Remember, at Kenny Talk EXP on Twitter, Kenny Talk Experience on Facebook, where you can get these posts that I do every day. Salute. Kisses at your lips, baby. Which lips, Kenny? Those lips. And we out of here. Shout out to everybody for listening, and let's continue to do what we do.